capitalist according to their particular system. And each concerned with their method of feeding the people. And so they never come together to feed the people. Because to them, method is the greatest importance, not the hunger of the people. The love of the method is not, can never possibly bring about the feeding of any person. So one must be extraordinarily alert, watchful of any method. Now, the question is, one's mind, one's human structure and nature is conditioned according to the climate, culture, society in which we live. You are a Christian and somebody else is a Muslim, Hindu and all the rest of it. It's merely a conditioning. Now, how is it possible to be free of this? So that the mind can be fresh, young, innocent, alive. So the mind is capable of looking at life entirely differently, from a different dimension. Not repeat the same old pattern. How is this possible? How is it possible, to put it differently, to end the thousand yesterdays? How is it possible to look at life as though you are looking at it for the first time? And we say, it is only possible by being aware not only of the objective things, but of all the movement of thought inwardly, aware to observe, not according to some special